This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
23 minutes to 8, you're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
And every month we talk money with our finance guru, Angelo Baronessa. And we're doing that again this month.
Yeah, last month we spoke about superannuation, specifically where do you find it and who's responsible for payments and fees. So this month, though, on today's show right now, we're looking more into the nitty-gritty around superannuation for when it serves its purpose during retirement.
Yeah, so before we dive into the chat, there's just something we want to remind you all of.
The advice presented in this segment is general in nature and won't be applicable for every financial situation or need. Always consider the appropriateness of the advice before acting on it.
Morning, Angela. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Oh, really good.
Welcome back. Now, in order to retire, how much money does an average person actually need? Like, I feel like this is the question.
I know, but it's going to freak me out the minute the number gets said, I reckon, Rach.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I'm scared of everything money. Every time we have these segments, I freak out. So how much money does the average, air quote, person need to have in their super to survive?
All right. Every couple of months is an update to these figures. Ooh. But I got the update for September last year because the new ones haven't come out. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of low, which is quite surprising. But it depends on what your definition is. So if you want to have a comfortable retirement versus a modest, it really depends. But for example, a single person, it's about $600,000 in their super.
Okay.
Probably not that shocking.
It's okay.
Quite low.
Will that allow me to still have dumplings when I want them? That's the question for me.
And that's the most important part because then it's a couple is about 700,000. So it's like, well, really low,
well,
right?
Well, I guess, yeah, when you're sharing the costs. Load.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, there might be things in there like age pension, which might be applicable as well. But the other thing is, it's probably not appropriate to everyone. It's kind of an idea, I suppose. What is your budget?
Yeah, well, when we're talking about, because we were just talking about what the average person is, what do we assume or mean that is?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I'm specifically have put, let's go through some of the things that can affect what is defined as average. So things like types of jobs, that sort of thing. What can affect the average person?
I guess, yeah, exactly. I mean, it depends on how much they earn, depends upon how much they spend, if they put extra contributions in there. Separation as well can be really important in these considerations as well. So if you're separated from a partner at some stage of your life, do you have to split your super as well?
Oh, of course. Wow.
So that can have a huge impact.
What about things like your age? Does it, like, age determine super or does super determine the age in which you can retire?
Oh, God, that's like a chicken and an egg situation you've just said right there.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay, we're getting deep. I'm freaking out. I'm like, because I've never really thought about it. I just assume when they're like, we're not letting you work anymore is when you have to retire.
Well, I don't think you ever have to.
Claim retirement whenever you want.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's people who are like 30 that are retired because, you know, they've got the money.
Them. Yeah, exactly. If any of them are single, if you could message into 0427, no, just cheating.
Or my number, 041. it's a tough one. I mean, you can retire whenever, but the only thing is you can't access your super until at least age 60. There's two things you need to meet, and that's your condition of release and your preservation. So if you meet those two, and there's a lot of detail in that, but if you meet those two, then you can access your super. So it might be things like death, for example. Mm-hmm. You can't access it. Someone else can. Or other things like, are you unable to work? Can you access your income protection? That's it.
What's preservation? Is that death?
Yes.
Okay. Right. But interesting way of putting it.
Yeah, it's things like you've hit age 60, that you've reached age 65 and you can access your super. Mm-hmm. Things like that. So ways to access it, age 60 if you're not working, age 65 if you are or you aren't working, or death, or
Yeah. I love that you say death so casually.
All right. Oh. We're going to get into more of this nitty gritty. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. It's 18 minutes to 8.
Joy.
It's 14 minutes to 8. You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean. We have our finance guru, Angelo Baronessa, joining us today in the studio as we do an extra deep dive after last month's chat and find out more about superannuation.
Now, my next question is a big one, especially, like, I'm going to say for trans and gender diverse folk in our community, but about accessing your super early. So one huge impact on our retirement funds can be withdrawing from your super. Are there circumstances where you do recommend this, or is it too high risk?
Well, there are ways you can access it without being too high risk. So I guess the first one is the, and I love how it doesn't roll off the tongue, the First Home Super Saver Scheme.
Okay.
So
hang on, can you just try saying that five times really fast?
First Home Super Saver Scheme, first time.
Okay, yeah, we can't do it. So yeah, what is the First Time Home Super Saver Scheme? See, I've already gotten it wrong.
So the FHSSS, it is a scheme where you can put up to $15,000 per annum into your super fund, maximum of $50,000. And you can also withdraw that plus the earnings, depending upon how you contribute it, depends upon what the tax is. You can then take out that and the earnings. Generally, not all the time, but generally speaking, it's a bit more than what you'd get if you put it into a bank account. So you can put that into your super and then withdraw that. So that's one that is generally a recommendation for people. The other one is, not for everyone, but if you're a departing Australian. So if you came to Australia on a visa, you worked, you left the country, you can then access your super. So you can withdraw those funds out.
Yeah.
It's taxed really heavily though.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
The other one is compassionate grounds. So it can fall under that medical category as well. So under compassionate grounds, a trustee has to accept, because the trustee is the person or the company or the people that manage your money, because super is held in trust. It's not actually your money, technically. Mm-hmm. So they have to accept that you are accessing the money for compassionate reasons. So it might be, as you said, a medical reason. It has to be to a point generally where it's life-threatening or it's intense pain. That's when you can access the money up to a certain limit. Generally, it's about $10,000.
Yeah,
so wow. When times like that come, how can you access it? Like if a trustee has all the holes in it, what do you do?
Just got to apply it. Just got to apply and hope that they have all the right information. You've given them everything that they can. Make that assessment. And then they come back with the right outcome. You really need to have the right person to back you up on that, to give you the right information to supply to the trustees.
And what happens for those of us who have not had regular superannuation contributions and we get to 65 and there's definitely not any chance of there being $600,000 in our super? What options do people have? Like, am I just going to only be allowed to live for 10 years and then I just have to die because...
Whoa. Well, no, please don't. Dark.
Like...
I don't want you to, number one.
Yeah.
So please don't.
No, I'll be 75 at that point. Come on.
Lived a good life. You do have the option, hopefully by the time that we're in our 60s and 70s, that we've got the age pension. If you're a single person, it is just under around about $28,000 a year. If you're a couple, it's just under $42,000 a year. So depending on what your balance is, depending upon what your total asset pool is, you might have access to all of that or part of that.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's never too late to be planning and properly helping for your super. It pays to do it early. Well, why don't we have these conversations when we're starting to earn money? Why does no one point us in a direction? I feel like it's years before I've started learning what super actually is.
Oh, I agree. I think, look, it's really boring, number one. I think I've mentioned that millions of times over, but it's kind
really
of...
important.
It's really important. Like, if you think about it, if your biggest asset's your house, the second one's your super.
Mm, true.
And then my hair.
All right, before we let you go, do you have any secret insider tips on ways that we can have a better super for when we retire?
Oh,
or putting you on the spot.
Secret tips. Review your super fund. Have a look what's in there. I think, as I mentioned last month, there are fees, there are taxes, there are contributions that go in. Have a look at what they are. If you're not happy, give me a buzz. Go on my website, book an appointment. Only way that you can really do it is to keep adding to it.
Yeah, you got to keep adding to it. You can't cheat your way through it. Asking for help and seeking the right advice.
Actually,
and
like
getting
the
right information like is really important.
It's like The Sims. Remember that cheat code, Rosebud? And you can like keep increasing
And it just gets more and more money.
It doesn't work in this case.
That's such a shame. Well, Angelo, thank you so much for putting the super back into superannuation. We will catch you again next month as our Joy Finance guru, and all of the details on how to get hold of Angelo will be on our socials.
It's 9 minutes to eight. You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.